News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Insurance companies are set to fund a new Garda unit that will be aimed at tackling insurance fraud, and it's believed that the new unit will cost insurers a combined €1 million and will be run independently of the insurance companies. Here to discuss that in studio, this subject with us in studio is Declan Jackson, the Director of Government Affairs with Insurance Ireland. First of all, Declan, just remind us very briefly, how much does fraud cost the insurance industry this year, every year, and how much does it cost the man and woman sitting in the car this morning who are listening to the show?
Good morning. The issue of actually estimating the actual cost of fraud is a difficult area, but there are reliable studies which would say for each motor policy, about €50 of the premium would be related to fraudulent or exaggerated claims.
Okay, now, whose idea was this, by the way, to pay? Because there's been an ideological argument about this for years, and it's been going on in the States where local authorities or local areas had no money. They allowed businesses, for example, to sponsor your local police car and all that kind of stuff. Now, this is the first time I've seen where private industry has stepped into the policing realm and financed a policing operation.
The first thing to say, I think, is I don't think there's any proposal here that private industry would step into the policing realm.
No, but in the sense that you're going to pay for this.
Absolutely. We need to be very clear that all policing decisions would be taken by An Garda Síochána. It wouldn't be an issue for anyone funding this. We would provide the funding. The operational decisions would be taken where they should be
taken. So whose idea was this? Where did this discussion start? Because I'm fascinated by this.
So the background to it is, it's actually following on a system that was put in place in the UK in 2012, where you have the City of London Police have a dedicated squad who do nothing all day, every day, but look at insurance fraud. And it works really well, because what it allows is, now that is funded by the industry, but it allows both the industry, concerned citizens, and crucially, other members of the police force to report suspected and suspicious cases to this unit, who do nothing, or as they say, all day, every day, but to look at this.
But that indicates that there's huge volumes of these cases.
There would be quite a volume of these cases. But the actual background in the Irish situation, Paul, has been, we were asked about a year and a half ago by the government, by the Cost of Insurance Working Group, to look at ways which we could address the issue of fraud. We are doing quite a lot in this space, but one of the issues was a Garda equivalent to the IFA, the UK system. So we looked at that, we did a cost-benefit analysis, we learned from what was put in place in the UK, and we were pleased to recommend that we are in a position whereby we could provide
the
funding.
But you recommended this to, you went to meet Department of Justice mandarins and the Garda mandarins. I'm just wondering, how long did it take this process, because they're so bureaucratic in these organisations? This is groundbreaking, revolutionary stuff for the guards, I would say.
Well, I think it would. I think it does mark a sea change. It marks a further stepping up of our efforts, our collective efforts to fight fraud. But in terms of getting the process up and running, it has been about a year and a half, because you need to be very careful. There are very, as you've alluded to, there are very sensitive issues which we need to iron out. But we believe that we have a methodology to do that now, Paul.
Okay, over the past year, let's say, we were talking before we came on air here. Over the past year, for example, there has been a notable number, I'll say, of Compo cases thrown out of the courts, which were clearly based on an attempted fraud, and there was allegations, clear allegations being made by judges against witnesses that they were perjuring themselves. Now, in none of those cases that I'm aware of has there been a Garda investigation. Is that one of the reasons that sort of lackadaisical attitude to this particular part of the situation or process, is that one of the reasons why we have so many fraudulent claims for the courts, and that the average man and woman in the street are paying through the bloody nose for their insurance?
Well, I think actually, just to answer that question, why do we have these amount of claims in Ireland? Why do we actually see that? I think we need to just step back and look at what is the incentive for this. And the incentive is actually the money at the end of the claim. And if you look at what actually happens in the Irish claims environment, we are just totally out of kilter with comparable countries. So there is a financial incentive. These people who perpetrate what you rightly say are frauds are very clever people, and they do it for financial reward, and the financial rewards are there.
I can count 10 or 15 people I've read about their names in the paper in the past month and a half, who have clearly been involved in some kind of fraud, and the judges have said that. But there is no, you don't see anywhere where the judge has said, look, I want the guards to investigate this immediately.
Well, you will see in some of the judgments, you will see the judiciary actually making comments which will say that they need to be referred for further investigation. And that is something that the insurance sector would be very supportive of. We work might and main in relation to fraud, but it's a very dynamic area, Paul, and it is one, as I say, these people are very clever in what they do, and there is a serious financial incentive.
Last question for you, and this comes up all the time. In all these cases that look so, like when you do look at the evidence given, it is preposterous. And you're saying, how could anyone actually put a case like this together? And I want to ask you this. Do you think there is a moral responsibility on the legal profession here? Like if a lawyer is sitting in his office and somebody comes in, and it's very clear, black and white in front of him, that this doesn't hold water, this case, that they should just say, listen, I can't take this case ethically.
I think there's a moral responsibility on everyone involved here. I think there is a moral responsibility on the system to actually get tougher on these cases. And if we do that, I think we will see benefits for hard-pressed customers and motorists throughout the country.
And hopefully people out there who know people are committing this kind of fraud should be reporting it to the guards and to yourselves and take this on once and for all.
Yeah, I would. We have a system available called Insurance Confidential. You can see it on our website, insuranceireland.eu, and anyone who has any concerns, if they could get in contact there.
And this, you feel, hopefully, very finally, I'm out of time, I know, will the customers out there will feel the benefit of this, hopefully, in time?
Absolutely. This will feed into a reduction in the cost of claims, which in turn will meet a lot of the frustration that customers feel.
Declan Jackson, I look forward to both of us sitting across the studio from each other about a year's time talking about how the premiums have fallen about 40% as a result. Declan Jackson, Director of Government Affairs with Insurance Ireland, thanks very much for coming in to talk to us this morning.